الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه: اعتزل ما يؤذيك وعليك بالجليس الصالح وقل ما تجده وشاور في أمرك الذين يخافون الله، أو كما قال رضي الله تعالى عنه: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. سیدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سید، اعتزل ما یؤذیک، ڈسٹنس یور سیلف فرام اینی تھنگ اینڈ ایوری تھنگ دیٹ کین ہارم یو، اینی تھنگ دیٹ کین ہارم یو monetarily, anything that can harm you physically, anything that can harm you spiritually, anything that can harm you mentally, keep away from anything and everything that is harmful to you. It's a very, very beneficial advice, and we need to learn to take advice from our elders and to have confidence in their advice and to follow their advice. انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ور گریٹ پیپل، اینڈ فرام امنگز دیم دی گریٹسٹ واز دا لیڈر آف دی انبیاء اینڈ مرسلین، اور بلوڈ رسول سیدنا محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. سو اینی تھنگ دیٹ ریچ از تھرو اوتھینٹک سورسز فرام انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اور بلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم، دین دیٹ از اے ویری پریشس پیس آف ایڈوائس. دیر آفٹر دی نوبل صحابہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم اجمعین، اف اینی تھنگ ریچ اس تھرو اوتھینٹک سورسز فرام دی صحابہ رضوان اللہ تعالی علیہم اجمعین اور an individual from the sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajmain, then again that is also a very precious piece of advice, because the sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajmain had directly benefited from rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And it is said that a tree is recognized by its fruit. So if the fruit is sour, then we can understand the value of the tree. How good the tree is. We don't taste the tree. And if the fruit is sweet, then we immediately understand that this is a very good tree. So if fruit is understood, a tree is understood by its fruit. And the Sahaba Ikram Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Alihi Majma'in are the fruits of the tree of Nubuwwah, which came in the form of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. It is for this reason Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam has said, Ashabi kan nujum, my companions are like stars. And through the stars, people used to take guidance. They would tread the path by following the stars or a certain star during those times. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that my sahaba are like the stars. بِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. From amongst my sahaba, whomsoever you will follow, you will be guided and you will reach the destination. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is verifying and he is endorsing the status of the sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmeen. And thereafter the tabi'in, the taba tabi'in, the well-known muhaddithin, the well-known mufassirin, the well-known awliya of the ummah. Right from the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmeen until today, they have always existed pious personalities, people with taqwa, people with ilm, people who gave preference to their akhirah over this world. And even today, we will find dozens of people who will give preference to their hereafter over their worldly life, and who will always engage in preparing for the life hereafter, who are people of taqwa, who are people of ilm, who are people who have concern for the life hereafter, who try their utmost to emulate their beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their private lives and also in their public life, in their ibadat, their worship, and also in their muamalat and muasharat. So whenever something comes to us from people of taqwa, from people of deen, from ahlullah, the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they are alive or they have passed away, we need to learn to pay attention to what they are saying. And thereafter, we need to try to practice upon their advice. If we will do that, inshallah, we will become successful in this world and also in the hereafter. Because they were experienced people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world with a purpose, and that purpose is that we stay in this world and prepare for the life hereafter. And those people who come into this world and who realize this purpose and who make this purpose their objective and they learn deen and they practice deen, Allah grants them the comforts of this world and the comforts of the hereafter. Such people may not have much resources, comfort does not depend on the resources. A person may be lying down on the floor, and another person may be sitting in a very expensive sofa, but the person lying on the floor may be more comfortable than the person sitting in the sofa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not promised those people who obey Him resources of comfort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised them comfort. So those people who give preference to the life hereafter over the life of this world, and who are always striving for the hereafter, who are always striving towards making the Creator happy, then such people are given comforts in this world and comforts in the hereafter. And as a result of this endeavor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them farsightedness. Allah grants them a rare insight. And through this farsightedness, through this rare insight, they give advice. And those people who follow their advice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them the comforts of this world and the comforts of the hereafter. So it is very, very important that we value such advices, advices of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the form of ahadith, the advices of the other Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, found in the glorious Quran, found in the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and found in the sayings of the Sahaba ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, and also the advices of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, the advices of the Tabi'in, the Taba Tabi'in, the Muhaddisin, the Mufassirin, the Fuqaha, and the Awliya, and the pious individuals of the Ummah. And because their advices are very, very beneficial, it was the habit of our elders that whenever juniors would meet their seniors, they would ask for advice. They would say, please advise me, please counsel me. And they would especially make a point of meeting such pious personalities. So number one, they would make a point of meeting pious personalities, because the company of the pious is very, very beneficial. And number two, they would not only go and sit in their company, they would try to listen to their advices. And if they would not say anything because they are occupied with something, then making sure that they are not inconvenienced, when the opportunity is found, then they would request them that, can you please advise me? Can you please give me some advice? We find so many instances in the life of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, wherein the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, despite all their greatness, despite their piety of a very high standard, they would say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, awsini. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, advise me, give me counsel. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, advise me and make the advice a very short one. Short one so that I am able to remember. I am able to grasp. I am able to remember. And if I am able to grasp and remember, I will be able to practice also, and I will be able to pass it on to other people also. And we find this in the life of the pious predecessors also, amongst the Sahaba, amongst the generations after the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. So two things our elders were very, very particular with. They would look for pious people. For example, if a person was travelling from here to Dewsbury or to Batley or to Bolton or to London, then on the way, if he came to know of a pious person, he would make a point of stopping over to visit him, even for 5 minutes, even for 10 minutes, even for 15 minutes. And not only to acquire barakah. Nowadays we visit pious people We shake hands with them, we try to shake hands with them, we try to see them, we try to sit in their company. And the concept is, barakah will come in my life. Barakah will come in my life means Allah will increase my sustenance. Allah will increase my wages. Allah will increase my salary. I will see more income in my shop. I will see more income in my factory. So this should not be the intention. My wife is unwell. If I meet this person, through his barakah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may cure my wife. My son is off the track. Through the barakah of meeting this person, Allah may solve this problem of mine. No, we should go and visit pious personalities purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and purely for the sake of sitting in their company in order to acquire the good qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has embedded in their hearts. We should go with this intention that this is the pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so his heart must be illuminated with the noor of taqwa. So I want this taqwa to rub on to me. He must be very particular in regard to tahajjud. I want this to rub on to me. He must be all the time thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like this to rub on to me. He must be fulfilling the rights of the creator and the rights of the creation. I want this to rub on to me. This is the intention we should go to. I want change, deeni change to come in my life. I am going in his company for deen, for spirituality. And only company will suffice me. If I don't get to hear him, no problem. If I am able to see him, alhamdulillah. That is also a source of benefit. And if I am able to see him and also sit in his company, that is double benefit. And if I am able to see him, sit in his company and listen from him, then the benefit will be threefold. So our pious predecessors, great people of the Ummah, they would try to visit pious people. They would try to meet pious people. There are luminaries who have said that So many sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Ibn Abi Mulaika rahimahullah ta'ala said, adraktu sab'ina min ashabin nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That I met 70 sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Why? Because he made the effort to do that. Because they would value pious personalities, pious company. They would value pious company. So he met 70. Khalid ibn Ma'dan, rahimahullah ta'ala, he also says, I met 70 companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi wa ajma'in. So this was like a CV for them. Good company was like a CV. That alhamdulillah, I met so many sahaba, alhamdulillah, I met so many tabi'in, alhamdulillah, I met so many muhaddithin. And another CV was that alhamdulillah, I have met this person so many times. And another CV was that alhamdulillah, I have spent so many years in his company. So we should try to find pious people and sit in their company. We should try, number one, only seeing a pious person is a good deed. These are simple things I am mentioning today, but simple things which has left the Ummah. Simple things which have left the Ummah. Ziyarah, only seeing somebody who has taqwa, only seeing somebody who has ilm, only seeing somebody who is pious is a rewarding act, a very great rewarding act. Very great rewarding act. And our pious predecessors would go out of their way to do this. Because this is also a company, a short company. The definition of a sahabi is that someone who saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state of Iman, even if it is only for a second. So just by seeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that means acquiring his company for a few seconds only, with Iman removes an individual from being an ordinary ummati into becoming a sahabi. So just as an ordinary ummati upon seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is elevated in status, likewise ordinary ummatis of the times after the sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, by only observing the sahaba, only ziyarat, not sitting in their company, only ziyarat, removes them from being ordinary ummatis and make them reach the heights of tabi'in. And similar is the case with the taba tabi'in. So observing pious people, looking at pious people, people of taqwa, people of ilm, people of fadl, people of virtue, is a meritorious reward. And number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving even more opportunity. Not only ziyarah, not only seeing the pious personality, but also Allah gives the opportunity to sit in a person's company for 15 minutes, for half an hour, for three quarter of an hour. Alhamdulillah. Whether he speaks or not. And if he is speaking in another language, whether we are able to understand him or not, that is a different benefit. That is a separate benefit. Listening to him and understanding what he is saying is a separate benefit. There are so many people, they have time, they can sit down in the company of pious personalities who come from abroad, great personalities. And they also have a lot of love for such personalities. They also have a lot of aqidat and conviction for such personalities. But because the personality is speaking in a language which they fail to understand, they would just walk away. Now, if you have time, sit for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes with the intention of acquiring the company of a pious person. It will bring progress in one's dini life, in one's spiritual life. So we should try to look for pious people, we should try to find pious people. If we come to know of pious people, then we should, number one, try to observe them, make ziyarat of them. Once, twice, thrice, the more the opportunity, the better it is. And we should try to spend time in their company. And number three, we should try to listen to their advices also. We should try to listen to their advices live, direct, face to face. Otherwise live, if not through CD, if not through books. And if they are quiet, they are not saying anything, then we should respectfully say that, Sheikh, Hazrat, can you please give me advice? And whatever the advice they give, we should wholeheartedly accept. Make note of those advices and try to follow as much as possible. The advices of the pious is very, very helpful. It is so helpful that even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has quoted the advices of the pious people in the Quran. Not only the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, even the pious people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has narrated incidents of pious people, and Allah has narrated the advices of pious people in the Quran. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has given three very beautiful advices. The first advice we have already discussed a few weeks ago. اعتزل ما يؤذيك. Keep away from anything and everything that can harm you. Snake can harm you, so keep away from it. Lion can harm you, so keep away from it. Scorpion can harm you, so keep away from it. Bad company can harm you, stay away from it. Bad environment can harm you, stay away from it. Lazy company will harm you. So stay away from it. Those people who engage in layani, futile activities, that will also harm you. This company will not let you study. This company will not let you do ibadat if you are in Haram Sharif and if you are in the month of Ramadan. Anything that is harmful to your health, harmful to your deen, harmful to your honor, harmful to your family, harmful to those around you. A person may not be harmful for you, but that very person may be harmful for your children. Anything harmful to your health, one should always think about good diet. Anything that is harmful for you, keep away from it. This is the first advice of Umar radiallahu anhu. Inshallah, we will try to cover the other two advices in the coming durus. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما عطيتنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شر الشيطان وشركه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. Have mercy upon us. يا أرحم الراحمين forgive our sins. يا أرحم الراحمين forgive our major sins, forgive our minor sins. يا أرحم الراحمين grant us the tawfiq to abstain from every disobedience to you. يا أرحم الراحمين grant us the tawfiq to do those things which please you. And grant us the tawfiq to abstain from everything that displeases you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, for as long as we are alive, keep us steadfast on Islam. And when you take us from this world, take us with the Iman. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to value the pious amongst us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to value their company, to value their advices. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to pay heed to the advices of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, and all the pious personalities of the Ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the ability to differentiate between what is beneficial and what is harmful. And thereafter, grant us the ability to stay away from each and everything that is harmful to us, either from the aspect of this world or the aspect of the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, shower your mercies upon us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, shower your mercies upon us. Shower your mercies upon us. Enlighten our hearts with your love and with the love of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, everything that your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked from you, grant it to us. And everything that your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek refuge from, grant us refuge from it. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen bi rahmatika ya Allah.